We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
What do you believe you're capable of doing? What actions are you taking to display your belief? When people believe they can do something, they usually demonstrate their belief in some way. Taking action is one way of demonstrating what you believe. People who believe they can play sports, they practice. People who believe they can run, they are in a race. People who believe they can act pursue roles in plays, movies, or videos. People who believe they can debate look for opportunities to do so. People who truly believe they can sing go to studios or write songs to sing. This is how we know what they believe. Activity is the greatest testimony one can have. What do you believe God can do? How do your actions demonstrate this? Whatever you believe God can do, you must demonstrate your faith with action. In James chapter 2, verses 18 and 19, it is written, "But someone will say, 'You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works.' You believe that there is a God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble." In Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 31, it is written, "When Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, 'Son of David, have mercy on us.' And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, 'Do you believe that I am able to do this?' They said to him, 'Yes, Lord.' Then he touched their eyes, saying, 'According to your faith, let it be done to you.' And their eyes were opened, and Jesus sternly warned them, saying, 'See that no man knows it.' But when they had departed, they spread the news about him in all that country." James shares with us that works, actions, must be accompanied with faith. Without action, faith cannot be demonstrated. In Matthew chapter 9, these two blind men followed Jesus, demonstrating the first sign of what they believe. Not only did they follow Jesus, but they demonstrated the second sign by crying out. They demonstrated the third sign by following Jesus into someone else's home. Jesus struck up a conversation with the two blind men in the form of a question by asking, "Do you believe I am able to do this?" The two blind men demonstrated the fourth sign of what they believed by answering Jesus with an affirmative, "Yes, Lord." They acknowledged that they believed he was Lord and he could heal them. As a result, Jesus touched their eyes and healed them according to their faith. They demonstrated the fifth sign by telling the country what he had done. What they believed drove them to follow Jesus, pursuing what they believed he could do. What do you believe God can do? Are you following him? These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.